Patrick.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You can't allow the responses of people to affect your honesty before Christ and your trust, because people fail you or people hurt you. Don't you stop trusting in God. See, you can't allow the responses of people, especially if you're gifted, if you're called out. God separate you unto himself. That comes with a price tag. If you don't know, I think it was just the last service. I did the example. I use this example a lot. A woman saw a dress in a store window, and she liked it a lot. So much that she stopped by when she got opportunity and went in and tried the dress on. Her color, her style, perfect fit. She raised the sleeve up and looked at the price tag on it, and suddenly, the dress lost all its value because the price was too high. See, folks see things they like. Oh, perfect, but there's a price on it. Tell somebody, I can pay that price. My father's rich. Amen. Though people may reject you, God has never rejected you. That's why my thinking doesn't stop with people. You can say good things, you can say bad things, you can say suggestions, you can say, I receive a lot of things, a lot of instruction, but it doesn't stop there. I take all that to God. God, what's your mind on this? What do you think about this? How do you feel about this? What's your direction with this? Amen? You can't let it stop there. Now, you have to understand something. His throne is a throne of grace, not a throne of judgment. Remember, come boldly. It didn't say come boldly to the throne of judgment. Saint of God, let me explain to you. You are not being judged for sins. Now you got to get all these messages. Like I said, if it's $1,000, you got to get it, because I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying. Because some of these other messages, you'll hear other things that add to this. We are not being judged for sin right now. Our sin was judged at Calvary. And the result was Jesus' death. That was our sin nailed to the cross. What we are being judged for right now, we are being judged as sons. Yeah, we are being judged as sons. One day we will be judged for reward. But our sin has been judged already. Jesus became sin. And there is therefore now no condemnation. It doesn't mean that you won't mess up. You will mess up. You will miss the mark. You will lose your temper sometimes. You will do things. But we have an advocate. I said we have an advocate. See, you have to understand, the more you understand grace, the more grace you receive. And that doesn't make you sloppy and more sinful. No, that gives you greater ability. Because you have greater grace, you have greater ability to overcome everything. It does. See, this doesn't make you like what people, some people want you to think. It makes you more sinful because there's grace. No, they got the wrong message. They're talking about something else. We're talking about a grace that enables you. It's God's enabling and his ability to overcome, to form you into his image and likeness. Amen? All right, so his throne to you is a throne of grace. They that believe not are condemned already. The sons of disobedience, the wrath of God abides over them. But that is not us. We are sons of obedience. We are the seed of Abraham, the seed of Christ. Amen. The throne of grace is where you go when you need God's ability, God's grace. Oftentimes, we only recognize our need of God's ability when we realize we don't have the ability to handle things on our own. If God does a true and deep work of grace in your life, then you begin to live a life like this. Some only go to the throne of grace when they're fed up, when there's no way out, back is against the wall, tried everything else, used up all their strength, money all gone, you know, relationships all broken up. Now they go before God. But see, God fashioned this thing like this. And if you learn his ways, remember he said, my yoke is easy. He said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now that's not an invitation necessarily to the sinner. That's to the saint too. Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Huh? He says, take my yoke and learn of me. Learn to live like this. We often recognize our need for God's grace when we don't have the ability to do things on our own. Look at somebody and tell them, God designed it like that. See, God has designed this thing so that you will come to him in your time of need. Oh, if you only knew. Sometimes instead of just picking up the phone to talk to your homegirl, you know, talk to your buddy, try to get it off. Pick up the telephone. You know, get on his line. It ain't never busy. God don't have no drop calls. Sometimes folks see your number coming and say, no. Ain't got time right now. But see, God, you can dial him in all the time. Or if you would learn to go to him first. Some people call the doctor first. Doctors are good, but what about calling on Jesus first? Hello? Amen. God designed it so we come to him in our time of need. We don't only need God. We don't only come to God when we have it all together. People praying every morning because, you know, they're feeling. What about when you don't feel? What about when there's a lot of pressure? What about when you have a lot of deadlines to meet and people on your back about stuff and you're not feeling good in your body? Do you negate your prayer life then, or do you keep praying? Because, see, God hadn't changed. It's still a throne of grace. Now, this is very important. You do not approach the throne of grace based upon your works. We don't come to God based upon our works. This is very important. This is very, very important to understand this. Look at this. Your works or your performance, call it what you will or may, what you do well or don't do well, it affects your confidence in approaching God. Think about it a moment. Come on, be honest. So, everybody say amen. Amen. Think about it a moment. When you've done well, you know, and you know you've been kind to everybody, and you know things are kind of flowing, and you know the rhythm is there, and you know everything's well. You know, when you go to pray then, you approach God with a lot of confidence, because you know he's blessing you there. Is that right? Amen. Okay, it's easy because you have confidence, because you know the Spirit is moving. You know God, right? Amen. But your works, even though they affect your confidence in approaching God, they don't affect his confidence in approaching you. They don't, whether you're doing well, whether you got it all together, whether you got it all, it's all messed up. It doesn't affect God. It affects you, but it doesn't affect him. Amen. He's the same. Amen. Do you understand? See, when a person has a works mentality, they have a sense of unworthiness. They say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. But that's a works mentality. Faith cannot be based upon your personal accomplishments. Your faith must be based upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. This will set you free. Your works or your faith cannot be based upon your personal accomplish. Keep accomplishing. Keep doing. But your faith is not based upon that. It's based upon the finished work of Jesus. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. In other words, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. You are not coming to a throne of judgment. You are coming to a throne of grace. Amen. I tell you, this is so liberating. Faith that comes before the throne of God is not based upon a performance, on works, on how strong your faith is or how strong-willed you are. It's based upon, totally based upon the Lord Jesus Christ, his finished work. So it's not how much faith you have. It's where you put your faith. It's where you place it. And when you place it in the Lord, it'll go before the throne and you'll find grace. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 6. Well, let me start at verse 3. I always want to give you a little more to make a little more sense to you. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, his enabling, his ability, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Look at somebody tell him, I'm accepted. In the beloved. Look the other side. I'm accepted in the beloved. Come on, understand that. I am accepted. He has accepted us in the beloved. Now, don't count on the responses of people. People's minds, the way people think. Sometimes, like I said, people can be haters. Don't go there. You are accepted. As long as God accepts you, people can say what they will or may. I'm going to be bold and go before the throne of God because God has accepted me no matter what you might think, no matter what you might say, no matter how you might mistreat me, abuse or misuse me, lie to me or cheat me, God has accepted me. That means everything.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 10 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled Manifold Grace. There are times you don't feel like God is in control, but he is. He is always available. No matter how others treat you, God accepts you. He is merciful and ready to forgive, even if people are not. You cannot allow the responses of others to affect your honesty with God or your trust in him. People may reject you, but he never will.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.